Begin the current daf, Masechtas Becharis daf Nun. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with different opinions regarding the interpretation of the halacha of a Mishnah. A Mishnah said regarding the topic of this parak, regarding pidyon haben and other types of penalties that are mentioned in the Torah regarding the obligation of paying shkalim, which is the equivalent of a sela. So what type of currency do we use? So the Mishnah said it's b'manah tzuri. It's with the Tyrian type of currency. On that, Agamar asked, well, what is the equivalent today? We need to know, for Pinya Ben, every firstborn child has to be redeemed by the Kohen, how much is that? So the Gemara quoted the opinion of Ravasi, where Mana Shel Tzuri, it's still the same as it always was. Rabami says it's the Arabic dinar, and Rav Chanina said that it's actually an eighth. It's these old Saloim, which are an eighth of the dinar Zav, or dinar Kesef, as we'll see in Rashi, which five of those is what's used for the Pinya Ben. And that the Gemara continues to Rabbi Yechon Amar. He says, Dinra Hadriyana Triyana. Talking about these golden coins which were minted with the Caesars, Adrianus and Turianus, which they had laid siege to Yerushalayim, that those golden dinarim that are Shaifa, that the names of the king were rubbed out, the Mizabna Be'esim Mechamisha, Zuzi, that they're sold for, you could buy them for the rubbed out golden coins, you could buy the current 25 zuzin of the current silver dinar tzuri, the Tyrian dinar. So, dalmina yushtusa, that amount minus a sixth, vahanach, and what's remaining is lepidnya ben, is the amount that's used for the pidnya ben. Now, the reason is because Rabbi Yechon holds that the sloim that are used for redeeming the firstborn are the sloim that are selatsuri, which is that are worth, each one is worth 4 dinarim, which was like Ravasi said in the previous daf, which comes out that 5 of those slime times 4, because each one's worth 4 dinarim, is 20 dinarim. So the Gemara asks, so hani esrim v'chad nechei dankahava, but that's not coming out exactly to 20 dinarim. You're saying you start off with these old golden dinarim, which you then, that is the equivalent of 25 silver dinarim, and you minus a sixth. The problem is, if you take off a sixth from 24, you're left with 20, and if you take off a sixth from that one remaining zuz, because it's the sum total is of this is 25 silver dinarim, so you're left with 21 minus a sixth. So that's not 20 dinarim that it's supposed to be. This is more than how much the pidnya ben is supposed to be. So the rather says the Gemara, no, it's dal shtusa v'zuza. You're right, it's not just minus a sixth, it's minus a sixth and a zuz. V'hanach l'pidnya ben, and the remaining is what's used for pidnya ben. So the Gemara says it's still not exact. Akati esra nechei dankav. It's still 20 minus a sixth, because when you're taking off a sixth, and then you go ahead and you take off another zuz, so then you're left with 20 minus a 6. You don't have the exact amount, which requires 20 dinar. So El Rada says the Gemara, no, the way you do it is as follows. First dal, you take off a zuz. Because like we said, 25 dinar, which is the same thing, dinar and zuz, is these coins from Hadaryana and Taryana, which are worth 25 zuzin. You first take off a zuz. Now you're left with 24. Then you take off a shtusa. Now you take off a 6 from 24. Then you're going to be left with 20. V'hanach l'pidnya ben. And that remaining is the amount that's used for pidnya ben. The havalu esrin maskali b'meskola dinara. That's the weight of a dinar tzuri, like we explained. 20 of them. Which is, like we said, that's the equivalent of the 5 slime that are required for pidnya ben. The inun esrin b'temanye zuzi upalgi, and this is 28 zuzim and a half of a zuz, upalga danka, which literally means a half of a sixth, which is a 12th, as the Bach adds in the words, bedinra aravaya, from the Arabian dinar, which was one of the other interpretations. Rabbani was using that Arabian coins, but on that explains Rashi, that as we had explained on the previous stuff, that the dinar tzuri makes 7 of them, makes 10 Arabian dinar, because the Arabian dinar is only 0.7 of the Tyrian dinar. So therefore the calculation comes out that 14 of the dinar tzuri makes 20 Arabian dinar, and then you're left with six tsurim, because six dinarim of tsuri, because we said there's 20 dinarim of the tsuri, makes eight Arabian dinarim and a half of a danka, which that's actually a punyan, because a dinar is 12 punyanin. It's just that the tsuri punyanim are bigger and the Arabian are smaller. But it comes out that if one wants to calculate these 20, which again is really like what Rav Asi said in the previous stuff, that we're really talking about the classic Manishal Tsuri, which is what the five slum is going to be, which is going to be a total of, and each sela is 4 dinarim, so for a total is going to be 20 slum. So if you want to calculate in that an Arabian dinarim, so since 7 dinar tsuri makes 10 Arabian, so it comes out that for every dinar tsuri, you have an Arabian dinar, plus 5 Arabian punyanin, and a seventh of a punyan. So if one goes through the calculations, a little bit more specific, so you have these 7 dinarim are going to be, again, like we said, equal to 5 punyanin, and a seventh of a punyan for every single dinar. So that comes out to be a total of 36 punyanin, which are 3 dinarim. So like we said, it comes out that for every 7 of tsuri is 10 of the Arabian. So one calculates, you have for 7, if one goes and takes and breaks it up into groups, takes 7 tsuri and dinarim, that's going to be 10 Arabian. So 14 tsuri is 20 Arabian. But then you're still left, for after the 14, to get the total of 20. Like we said, if we're talking about the tsuri currency, there's 20 dinarim in the 5 slum. So it comes out you have 6 dinar tsuri still left. Add on for every dinar 5 punyan and a seventh, because as we said, that's how you have to supplement the difference between these two different currencies. So that makes for 31 punyan minus a little bit, and Rashi says that little bit is not counted in part of the calculation, although it should really be 1/14, it says it at 1/12, to be more exact. So it comes out that in these 31 punyanin, which is the difference that's more by the Arabian, you have 2.5 dinarin and a punyan. So it comes out that the 6 tsuri dinarim makes 8.5 and a half of a danka of the Arabian. That's the calculation. One wants to know exactly, according to this interpretation, or if one is using the Arabian dinarim, how much to use for the mitzvah pinyabin. Now, however, this was interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan, which we said, which was like the interpretation of Rav Asi. And however, the Gemara quotes Amar Rava that seems to be at odds with the interpretation of Rav Asi and Rabbi Yechanan. He says as follows, he says, Siloam Dai Reis, it says the biblical slum, which is what we're discussing will be in the Halacha of Pinya Ben, which requires 5 slum, is actually only Tlasa, is only 3 dinar tsuri, which we're obviously referring to a dinar kesef, that's Tlasa Vitilsahava, 3 1/3, which actually makes for only a total of 20 ma, which seems to be at odds with Rabbi Yechanan, which is less than the Selah Tzuri, which is actually 24 ma. And he says, the Chasev, he says, I'll bring your raya, I'll bring your proof from a pasuk in Shemais. It says, Esm Gera Shekel, the Shekel was 20 Gera, which the Shekel is the Selah. Mitargaminon Esrin Main, and the Aramaic translation, the Targum says 20 ma. Now, how much is that? But Tanya learned the Braisa that Shesh ma is Kesef dinner. 6 ma equals 1 silver dinner. Now, how do you get 20 ma being a sela, obviously has to be times 3 1/3. And that seems to be at odds with Rav Asi and Rabbi Yechanan, who they were explaining all along that the sela is 4 zuz, which we said makes for a total of 20 dinarim. Rava seems to say not like that, by saying that actually the sela is only 3 1/3 dinarim. However, Meisvei, the Gemara asks on Rav in the following Bryce. The Bryce is discussing regarding somebody who sanctifies his field at a time when Yebel was in place, which Yebel is the halacha, that any time a person's field is somewhere else, at the Yebel year, it goes back to the rightful owner. Now, let's say someone's makdish his field, he sanctifies it. So halacha is, if he wants to redeem it and get it back, he has to redeem it by giving the value of an area, which is of how much a place could be seeded, of chaymer of soyim. Chaymer is a certain amount of barley. For that amount, he has to redeem it with 50 slum. And this is the Bryson Teres Kain regarding someone who sanctifies his field, because it says in the pasuk, ke'erka chayakim, according to its value, you should redeem it, which tells us that as the years go on, the 50 slum is the amount for the whole yevul. But as the years go on, each year, you prorate accordingly. So every year, you're going to be promoting according to the amount of 49 slum and 49 punyanim. Then you could break it down to be a sela and a punyan per year. Going according to the 49 years, every year is a sela and a punyan. Now, that the Brisa discusses, saying, why are we saying it's 49 punyanim? So meaning it's a sela, you get 49 slum for the 49 years, 50th is Yevul year. Plus, another punyan. The question is, it's not exactly a sela and a punyan per year, because Vali Selel Shal Kaidish asked the Brisa, but a seller regarding a mitzvah purpose, like here of Hekdish, Arbaam Bishmain the Punyainin, the sell is actually, the value is 48 Punyain. So it comes out that if you can actually prorate it accordingly, a sell of Punyain a year, you're going to be redeeming an area of Zerachim or Sa'irim in 50 Shkolim plus an extra Punyain. So says the Brisa, Punyain Zemativa, what's the purpose, what's the utility of this extra Punyain? The Torah tells us to redeem it in 50 Shkolim Kesef and not 50 plus a Punyain. So says the Brisa, Kilbin Lepritrit. The purpose, the utility of this is actually just a little bit of to offset the value of the currency, and therefore you give a little bit more, which is this extra punyan over the whole value of the entire 49-year cycle. But one thing the Gemara asks is that you see that the Brisa defines the Sela of Kaidish, which is what we're discussing, the mitzvah purpose sloim of like Pinya Ben, that they're 48 punyan. Now, that 48 punyanin is 4 dinner tsuri. Because as the Gemara Kedushin says, David Beza Menalv, that 6 ma'ah, as we just quoted before, is a dinner kesef. And the ma'ah is 2 punyanin. So it comes out that a dinner is 12 punyanin. And it comes out, therefore, that a sela is 48. So it comes out that the biblical sela is 4 dinarin, which is difficult on Rava, who he had said, not like Rav Asher and Yechon, he says only 3 and a third. And here you see clearly that it's 4 dinarin. Says the Gemara, it's not difficult on Rava, because Basar the Isifa Alavayu, this Bryce is discussing after that they increased the currency on the biblical sela. That is, they added on a 6 to the shekel, and they made the shekel the equivalent of the sela tzuri, which therefore that comes out to be 24 ma, which is like Ravasi and Rebichan, not like it was biblically 20 ma. The time like Linda Brysa, that one is allowed to do this. Estim gera shekel. The pasuk says the shekel is 20 gera. Laman l'shekel shu estim gera. This teaches us that it's 20 ma. Like we said, that's what the Aramaic translates. Now, umenayin, which is like what Rav had said, 3 1/3. Umenayin shem ratz l'haisivayze. But how do you know if you want to increase the value of the currency? You could. Tamalei me'yia. It says in the pasuk, estim gera yia shekel. The word yia is a havaya, which connotes existence, that you could make it more. You could add on. You could make a new havaya. So you could increase it. Now, Yochel Yivchas, you would think you could also decrease the currency. Tamalema, the Pasuk teaches in the Parashah of Erechin, who? It says, Esrim Gera, who? It is 20 Gera, which sounds like an absolute, you can't make it less than that. And therefore, it's not difficult on Rav, because yeah, he ultimately agrees with Rav Asher and Yechanan, the shekel is the equivalent of the Sela Tzuri, but that's not difficult on him when he's interpreting the biblical value. The biblical value is actually less than that, it was actually 3 1/3 dinar. Now, the Gemara brings a story actually related to this halacha and the way we just defined it. The Rav Ashi Shadur Le Shivse Zuzi Le Ravacha Bered Ravina Bepinya Ben. That is, Rav Ashi sent to Ravacha, who is a Kayin, redemption of the firstborn son. He sent him 17 Zuzim. And Sholachli, as a post note, he sent him, Le Shadur Le Mar, let the master send back to me, Tilsi Se Rosa Deika Lavayu, the extra third that I had given you. I mean, I gave you a little bit more than what's necessary. The reason is because he had like Rava that said that the biblical Sela, which is what we're discussing in Pinya Ben 5 Slum, is 3 1/3 dinar. So it comes out for 5 Slum, that's the value of 15 dinar plus the extra third times 5 for the 5 Slum is 2 dinar minus a third, which the sum total is 17 minus a third. So he said, I gave you a third more, you know, you could send that back to me, that extra. So Shalach Lei, so actually Rav Acha sent back to him, Leshad Li Marks Los Achrina. No, to the contrary, you actually have to send me another extra 3 Zuzim to fulfill your mitzvah Pinya Ben. Because they see for Alavayu. They ultimately ended up adding on, they made that the Shkolim are equal to the measurements of the Selet Tzuri, which is actually, those 5 Slum comes out to be 20 Zuz, and you only gave me 17. And again, that's like exactly as we said before, that even Rav ultimately agrees that the total these days is like the Selet Tzuri. Now, in a related discussion, Amar Rav Chanina says, "Kol kesef ha'amah b'teris stam." Whenever it says in the Torah kesef, then that refers to a sela. The Nevi'im, when it says in the prophets sela, when it says kesef, it means litrin, which those are actually manin, a mana, which that's actually 25 slum each one, which is more. And the chesuvim, in the writings in the chesuvim, it's actually kintarin. It's actually referring to a kintarin, which every shekel is actually worth 100 slum. So when it says kesef, in the Torah is one amount, sela, and prophets is 25 that amount, and in ksuvim it's 100 times that amount. Now, but he says, chutz min kaspei shel Efron, except when it mentions by Efron, when regarding selling the Maros HaMachpel to Avraham Avinu, that it says kesef over there, sha'av bishakazim b'tar istam, even though it says unspecified that he sold them with kesef, it's actually referring to kintarin, that largest amount of 100 slime in every shekel. The something like it says in the Pasuk, in Bereishis, in Sefer Bereishis, arba meyeh shekel kesef ebel ha'secheh, he was selling it to him for a value of 400 shkolem of kesef, that was ebel ha'secheh, that could be used by every place where there's merchants, they'll accept it in the equivalent of the currency of a shekel. Now, there are places that call their kintarim, which are large like a measurement of a kintara, they call that their shkolim, so therefore he gave him kintarim because he wanted that the word shekel that they're selling it for 400 should be valid everywhere, which therefore he didn't give him just slime 400, he actually gave him 400 times 100, which is because the value of the kintarim is 100 slime. Now, going back to what we said on the top of the Yamid when we started up the daf, so Amr Baisha, he says something that relate back to that. He says that Bikshu Lignoi is called Kesav Azav Shabayim. The sages wanted to have that all the silver and the gold in the world should be concealed. And they Kaspav Azav Shal Yerushalayim because of the gold and the silver of Yerushalayim, which was in Yerushalayim, was in the chamber of Hekdesh, which that money is forbidden for non-Kaidish purposes. But when the non-Jews came and they pillaged the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, they mixed it with all their gold, and because all the gold that's forbidden, that's hektish, is mixed in, they wanted to have that all to be buried. Until they found the pasuk from the Torah that says it's permitted. Shemak says the pasuk in Yecheskel. Says, that then those came who have the breachers, they came, and they desecrated it, which sounds like that once the preetzim came, then they were machalit, meaning they made it into chulin, they deconsecrated it now through their act, and therefore it doesn't have the status of hektish anymore, it's not forbidden. But on this halacha, the Gemara asks, Yerushalayim, havi ruba d'alma? What do you mean? Is Yerushalayim the majority of the world that because of the money from Yerushalayim, they want to make all the gold in the world forbidden? Generally go based on the laws of majority. Why would they say everything is forbidden because of the money in Yerushalayim? So Elam Abai Rade says, Bikshu lignis dinar hadriyana turiyana sheyafu, which was the currency Rabbi Yechon had mentioned before regarding that, which we said that golden dinar, 25 dinar kesef of tsuri equals that, and that was used in defining to tell us how much is the sela that we talked about in the Mishnah of 5 slum. So he says that those coins were from the coins of Yerushalayim, which the majority of that money came from Yerushalayim, from the Lishka, from the chamber of the money of Hekdesh. And therefore they wanted to bury those coins, Memnei Tibish of Yerushalayim, because of the currency of Yerushalayim, until they found the pasuk in the Torah, which is permitted, just like it says the pasuk of Bava Pritzim Chalaluah, that those who came and they breached the fence and they deconsecrated, they desecrated, and therefore it's actually permitted once they did that act. Now, the Gemara continues in Beis and continues a theme that we mentioned just before. Amar Bihudim Arav Asi says Kol Kesef Amar Vateristam. Whenever it says in the Torah just the word Kesef, it's referring to Kesef Tzuri. So, for example, let's say when it says in the Torah a shekel Kesef. So that's a sela of tsuri, which is 4 dinarim, like Rabbi Yechonat said before. Now, where it doesn't say shekel, it just says kesef, so that would be a dinar tsuri, which is a quarter of the shekel. But either one, when we're saying the Torah kesef, it means the tsuri currency. Not Mishal Devrein, but when they use in rabbinic literature the word kesef, it's kesef medina, it's the provincial kesef, which is actually only an eighth of the kesef tsuri, which is, as Rashi says over here, on what we said in the previous stuff, the Istira Susri Sabasriyasa, which actually we had explained there, that's actually referring to a golden dinner. Here he's saying that it's actually an eighth of the Kesef Tsuri, which is of the silver dinner. But be that as it may, that's what's saying that it's actually mixed, it's not pure silver, and therefore the Kesef in the Torah is Kesef Tsuri, and the rabbinic literature kesef is actually kesef medina, which is only an eighth of that value. On this interpretation, the Gemara of Klalu, is that really a general rule that it's always like that? That in the Torah, it's always kesef tzuri? But v'arei taina, you have a lacha where a person is claiming to his friend that I gave you this and this types of items, and he wants to get his deposit back, and that guy's denying. The pasuk says in Shemais, ki nishal re'eyu kesef became lishma, but person going to give his friend kesef or vessels to safeguard, and that person is denying or halfway denying. Now, it's not in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos that says that Shavuos HaDayanim, the oath by the judges, which comes because of someone that he admits only partial of the claim. He says, no, you didn't give me to watch that, you only give me half of that. So he only swears only if HaTaynish Tei Kesef, if the claim against him is at least worth 2 ma'ah of Kesef. Now, a ma'ah, as we mentioned before, is only a third of a dinar. Now, that's in spite of the fact that the pasuk says, Ki Nishal Re'ehu Kesef, which a kesef is a dinner, as we said before, of tzuri. So how are we saying that it's enough with only a tumah, which that's a value of a third of a dinner? So says the Gemara, shani hasam. No, there it's different, because the Torah compares kesef to kelim in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk kesef kelim. So, teaching us ma kelim shnayim, just like vessels are any two vessels, even if it's not worth a dinner. So af kesef shnayim. So too kesef is also two, any two, even a ma. So although a ma is a sixth of a dinner and two of them is a third, still, although generally we said kesef means that of tsuri, which is a dinner. However, in this pasuk, the pasuk explicitly coming to tell us that it doesn't have to be that amount. And so too, the reverse we learn is Uma Kesef Dabachashim, just like their Kesef refers to at least somewhat valuable, where although it's not a dinner as it usually is Kesef, but a Mav Kesef is also something Chashiv, something distinguished. Avkel Dabachashim, so the vessels have to be at least something, it can't be just any vessel, it has to be something worthy of at least some distinguishment, and then if someone denies that claim, partially, then he has to make the Shavuot of Maidim Mikdas. So the Gemara continues asking, but Vari Meiser, you have the laws of Meiser Shein, the second tithe. The pasuk says in Devarim that someone really is supposed to bring up the second tithe of his produce to eat in Yerushalayim, but if it's too much, doesn't want to. So the pasuk says, "V'tzarta kesef biyadecha." So you could deconsecrate into money, and then you wrap the money in your hand, and you bring that up, and use that money to buy produce in Yerushalayim, and you eat it there. Now, but it says the word hakesef, which is not, but we learn the Mishnah Ma'aseh Sheni that says, "Hapirat sela," and the gear says, "Mim'ois Ma'aseh Sheni." If someone is trying to change up his monies of Meiser Sheni, which he had prutos, he had copper coins of Meiser Sheni, and he wants to switch it to larger slime of Kesef. The reason is because it's a large package of even money to bring up to Yerushalayim. So there, the Mishnah concludes that it's a machlekes b'sham b'sil. How much you're allowed, or do you have to keep a certain amount of prutos, or you should switch it all regarding Kesef? But one thing that we see from this Mishnah is that what's this person trying to do? He has copper prutis of Meiser Sheni, and he's trying to switch it into silver slime. Well, how do you have copper prutis of Meiser Sheni? Obviously, he deconsecrated the Meiser Sheni produce onto prutis, but it says v'nasata b'kesef, and you said kesef is kesef tsuri, which is a dinner of tsuri, which is more than prutis. You don't have any copper prutis in that amount. So how can you say that wherever it says kesef stam, it's kesef tsuri? So the Gemara, kesef riba. It's not difficult because there is also an exception because it says three times there in that parasha kesef. V'nasata ha-kesef, v'tzarta ha-kesef, v'nasata ba-kesef. And therefore that comes to include all types of currency. Yeah, even regarding prutas that they could also be used. It doesn't have to be a dinner tzuri. It could even be that of prutas. But the Gemara continues asking, very hektish, but you have the laws of hektish. The pasuk says in Mayikra, "Benasna kesef bekamli." The person wants to redeem something from hektish, he'll give the kesef and he'll get that thing. Now, Vamish Shmuel says that hektish shav a mana. If you have something of a hektish item that's actually worth a mana, which is a larger amount of money, shechila shav a pruta. But if you deconsecrate onto something even just worth a pruta, which is nechaycha, which is copper, mechul, it's deconsecrated. How can you say that? But the pasuk says hakesef, and you tell me kesef means a dinner tzuri, a pruta of nechayshes is worth much less than that. But it says a kesef. You said it has to be worth at least a kesef tzuri. It says the Gemara, no, hektish nami. That is also an exception. But hektish, because yell of kodesh mi meis, we have gzeir shava. By meisah sheni, it says kodesh, because the pasuk says b'chol meisah aretz mizera aretz mipri etz lashem hu kodesh lashem. And it says behektish v'ish kiyakdish basically kodesh, just like we said by meiser, as we brought that the pasuk explicitly comes to include all types of currency, not just a kesef tzuri. So the laws of hektish is an exception to that law. But the Gemara continues asking, Mari Kedusha Isha. You have the laws of engaging, of betrothing a woman. The pasuk says in Shemais, says regarding the Jewish maidservant, says that when she reaches the age of puberty, she'll go out for free without any money. Now, from there, the Gemara in Kedushin learns out that we say, oh, when she leaves this master, she doesn't get money. But when she leaves a different master, then she with a different master, then she does get money, which is the source of teaching that when she gets engaged, then actually that she does get money. But one thing is that it says there, kesef. Now, Tanan, the Mishnah teaches Masechta Kedushin amachlekes. B'shamir, I mean, they say, how much is the minimum of Kedushin? But dinner ubishava dinner, either a dinner or something worth a dinner. Ubishilaimrim bepruta bishava pruta. No, even less than a dinner, which is like a dinner tsuri, which said that's the minimum of kesef, says no, even a copper coin or something even worth just a copper coin. Says the Gemara, lemer vasi damar kebishamai. Shall we say that this halacha of ravasi we sing in the top of the Amid that says, whenever it says the Torah kesef stam, it means kesef tsuri, that's the minimum it's going to be. Here by Kedushin, we learn that from the word of in kesef, which tells us that it's kesef. That seems to be like Bishami then. Bishami say dinner, okay, that's dinner tsuri, you could say that's kesef. But Bishil says even less than that, so it comes to ravasi is like Bishami, which we know generally the halacha is not like Bishami, rather but like Bishil, is he the like halachasa? El rather says, Gemara, you're right. Now, if we had this teaching of Ravasi, it was said as follows. Am Rabbi Yehuda Ravasi, kol kesef katzav ha'amah b'tayra. Whenever it says in the Torah a set amount of kesef, then it's kesef tzuri. Meaning, as we said in our previous Mishnah, there are times that it says it has to be shleishim, like by the Eved that gets killed, or chamishim by the Einis and the Mefatim. So that's where it's talking about kesef tzuri. But all the questions we were asking from, it just says in the Torah kesef stam. It doesn't say a set amount. You're right. That's lav dafka kesef tzuri. That could be like Basil just said. It could be, even be a pruta of mechashas. Now, Bishal Devreim, kesef medina, and the other half is halacha was. And regarding rabbinic kesef, when it just says kesef, it means the provincial kesef, which is just an eighth of that of kesef tzuri. So, on that has the Gemara, so Maika Mashalon. So, what's Ravasi teaching us? Tanina, we learned this in the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said in the previous Dav, Chamish Shlom Shal Ben B'chulu, the halach of five Shlom of the son, of the Pinya Ben, etc., where it spoke about all these different halachas, where it says that they're Kesef Kasev, has to be, it says the amount of five Shlom, or 50, or 30, or 100, then it has to be B'man Netzuri. So we already know that from our Mishnah. What's Ravasi coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, Vishal Devrim, Kesef Medina, Yisrochli. You're right, the second half of Zalach is what we needed to say, but regarding rabbinic Kesef, when it just says Kesef, that refers to the provincial Kesef. It's not like learning the Mishnah, Baba Kama, which is where this halacha Ravasi comes relevant. The Mishnah says, Hadekei L'chaveir, or either it means to say that someone hits his friend on the ear, or it means he literally blows and he injures from the blowing in the person's ear. So halacha is, Noisin Leisela, because of that act that he did to him, he has to give him a sela. Now, that Rav Asher is coming to teach us, v'loy tem a sela, and don't say that we're saying he has to give him a sela tsuri, which that would be arba zuzi for zuz. No, ela, rather, it's a sela medina, the provincial sela, which is only palga the zuzi, which is only, like we said, an eighth of the sela tsuri. Comes out to that, he wants to give him a half of a zuz. The kari inchi sela, we find that people call sela palga de zuzi, because in the Medina, in the regular type of people, the seller that they use is the seller Medina, which is half of a zuz, which is extra, this part, this chiddush, Rav Asher is coming to teach us, like it's qualifying that mission in Baba Kama. Now, as the Mefarshim explained that this next piece supports Rav Asher, the Chanan Bisha Tokele Lahu Gavri, which we're saying when someone's Tokele Bechavri, what type of seller are you giving? So we're saying that it's actually only half of a zuz. So Chanan Bisha, he actually did this, he embarrassed the person with a by blowing in his ear. And also coming to Rav Huna, came from Rav Huna to have to pay his penalty. Amalei said to him, Havlei palga de zuz. They gave him a half of a zuz, which is exactly Ravasi had said. Now the girsa is that Havalei, what Chan Bisha had is a ketintab of Nanalf Manalf, zuz mocha bahade. All he had was a deficient zuz, which the whole form of the coin was worn out. Which our girsa is the Leinofak, Rashi's girsa, the Bach brings, is that the lav meshtakale, that it wasn't be able to be used in circulation. It wasn't didn't have any value whatsoever. He wanted to give it and get back a half of zuz, but loy havale, he didn't have. So tokele achrina, what he did was he couldn't use the zuz. He couldn't get change from that to use to pay up the half of zuz. So tokele achrina, what he did was he injured him again. He blew in him again. And then he gave him the full zuz because he couldn't get his value back. So since he only owed him a half by giving him doing it again, so he was able to give him that whole zuz. Now the Mishnah said that Shleishim Shal Eved, So besides the halacha pinya ben, they spoke about the 30 slum that's given for the eved that gets killed by the ox, or chamishim shalainis v'shem lafata, or the penalty is someone that raped or seduced a woman has to give 50 slum, b'chula, etc. So he said that this also applies to that of manatsuri. The Gemara asks, hasu lamali, why did the Mishnah have to say, oh, b'kulam, and all these halachas are with manatsuri, hatanele reisha? We opened up the beginning of the Mishnah saying this idea, that these things require manatsuri, and it started off the list of the pinya ben and all these other things. Why are we repeating that? So says the Gemara, oinis umiti shemre etzvach. It's because of the case of Einis and Meitzi Shemra, the one who raped a woman, or by his new wife that he said that he defamed her, saying that she didn't have Besulim, that we needed to say the other half of that sentence. V'kulam b'shekel ha-kodesh, that all these halachas apply to the shekel that's used in regards to holy things like mitzvahs. Because the Reisha, the Mishnah, didn't specify this idea of shekel kodesh. It mentioned the idea of manatsuri, but it didn't say shekel kodesh. And therefore, we would have thought that regarding the other ones, we know that they apply to be a shekel kodesh, meaning a sela, because by pinya ben it says in b'midbar gimel chamisha shkol magugelis. It tells us the word shekel. By eved it says shloishim shkol mitin ladoinim. By mefata it says kesef yishkol. But by oynis amitzi shamra sogedai dechamina, you would have thought to say kiven leksibu shkolim doesn't say anything about a shekel. Yeah, we know it's with the manatsuri, with the Tyrian currency. But emezuzi be'alma, I would say it's just a zuzi itself, meaning only a zuz. Not a seller, because this that the beginning of the Mishnah said it's a manatsuri, yeah, but each one according to its value. When it says shkolim, you give shkolim of tzurim. When it doesn't say shkolim, you give dinarim of tzurim, which is worth less. That's what the end of the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that b'kulim b'shekel ha-kodesh, that everything is with the shekel. Why? Because the mail of kuyal from Adadi, as we taught in the previous daf, like Ravasi, that we learn out kesef katsev, where when it says a set amount, we learn out one from the other. And just like a set amount is that it has to be that of the kesef tzuri, so too is that we learn out this idea that it's going to be shkolim, just like all the other set amounts in the Torah. Here also, even though it doesn't say shekel, we know it has to be with a shekel. The Mishnah concluded in saying that all types of that we said in the Mishnah doesn't have to be actually the coin itself. It could be something worth that value. So the Mishnah chutz min hashkolim, except for shkolim. We're there that when someone has to give the machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash for the new karban, this has to be literally a coin. Now, Rashi brings out that there are certain texts of the Gemaras that had written the question by saying that, what do you mean, are all the elements in our Mishnah things that have redemption? Because the words in our Mishnah are that, why did our Mishnah say that a terminology of redemption? It says, v'kula niftin, all of them could be redeemed, even with something that's just worth the value. But the terminology of redemption only applies regarding the laws of the firstborn. So on that, the Gemara says, according to that those texts, Tani, you should read it, Kol HaNiftin, all those things that are used for redemption, Niftin Mekesev HaShav HaKesev, could be redeemed with money, or something that's worth money, which refers to the firstborn, Hektish, and Meiser. But the exception is Shkolim, that the Machzah Shekel has to be exactly a coin, can't be something that's worth that value. Now, Tani Linda Braisa actually adds on other items too. So one of them is, like we said in our Mishnah Chutz Min HaShkolim, except for the giving of the Shkolim. Then additionally, Meiser. Regarding Meiser Sheni, that there could only be redeemed with a minted coin and not something that's just worth the value. Meaning, it doesn't have to be like Kesef, like Shkolim. It could even be Prutis, but it has to be a minted coin. And so too, Vehere Ayon, which is the halacha of purchasing the Oilas Re'iya, which is when the person comes up to the Beis HaMikdash and the Shalosh Regalim, he has to buy a carbon that's worth 2 ma of Kesef. As the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, the Re'iya is Shtei Kesef. And those two kesef, says the Braisa, has to be minted coins. As the Gemara explains, by shkolim is because now we learn the Mishnah Masechta the shkolim that says that the people from the city, they could send their shkolim up to Yerushalayim, which everyone has to chip in for the karbanas, the Beis HaMikdash, mitzarf and shkolim, they could combine their shkolim and make from those shkolim, and the Gemara says, ledarkoines, into these golden minted coins, memnei masa haderech, because to schlep everyone's shkolim is, to carry them is a great weight. So, you could carry them and combine them into their kindness and bring that up only into bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, but one thing we see from that Mishnah is that yes, their kindness you could use, but other gold you can't if it's not minted. Now, the reason that the Mishnah, the Gemara Masechta Shkolim, the Dal Manav explains, is because maybe something else that you're using of value might go down in value and it's going to be a loss for Hektish, but coins don't go down, and therefore you see that regarding Shkolim has to be specifically minted coins. Meiser, why is that? Is because the Chassid says the pasuk in Devarim, "Bitzarta kesef biyadecha," literally means that you'll bind the kesef in your hand, you'll bring it up to Yerushalayim, but it means something that has a tsura, that has a form. And this that we say that regarding the Eilas Ru'iyah, that there it also requires to have a minted coin. Tani Rav Yosef, Yosef Tora Braisa, which actually according to the Girsa of Rashi, it's Tani Nami Rav Yosef, where, as Rashi says, the Braisa of Yosef is not coming to explain, rather coming to support this halacha of the previous Braisa, is again the same idea for a different halacha, Shalai Yavi Siga. We don't want that someone should bring impure kesef, lazara, to the courtyard, because again, then one might not fulfill his obligation of having the minimum amount, like we said, the Hara'eon has to be at least 2 ma of kesef. But if you bring in minted currency, then we know you're having the money that you need to fulfill the obligation of the minimum value of the carbon. And therefore, again, that's what we said in the Mishnah, although that generally all these things that we said could be not just the currency itself, but even the value of that. It doesn't have to be the actual coins itself. If you have to one give the 30 shkalim for the Eved that got killed or for the Einus and Mefata, but it could be the thing itself. And even things of pidyon, like we said, doesn't require actually the thing itself. But regarding these three elements that we said in this braisa of the shkolem and the maaser sheni and the re'ayin, there has to be literally minted coins itself.